Kawhi Leonard's 26 points as the San Antonio Spurs rolled over the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-88 for their eighth straight victory. The defending NBA champs have won each of those games during the streak by double digits. And finally, Alabama will introduce new basketball coach Avery Johnson at a news conference today. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says Johnson is receiving a six-year contract worth about $2.8 million annually, plus incentive. Johnson had stints in the NBA as a head coach with Dallas and the Nets franchises, a 16-year playing career, and a son that's going to A&M. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. 85 for a high temperature today. Tonight will be down about 70. There'll be a 40% chance of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. A 50-50 chance of rain on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, a 60% chance of showers. By the way, windy again today. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. 70 right now. We'll talk to John Rainey and Jason Bietenski in the next half hour. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. These shots, fired Saturday, have a white South Carolina cop in jail charged with murdering a black man. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
And Dave, North Charleston police officer Michael Thomas Slager claimed he shot and killed Walter Lamar Scott when Scott tried to attack him at a traffic stop, but newly found video showed the officer shooting a retreating Scott in the back. Now the officer is in jail charged with murder.
When you're wrong, you're wrong. And if you make a bad decision, don't care if you're behind the shield or just a citizen on the street. You have to live by that decision.
North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey. Officer Slager is looking at 30 years to life if convicted, Dave.
Ebony U.S. soldier shot and killed in an attack in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher is live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, the U.S. serviceman was gunned down by an Afghan soldier who opened fire on U.S. troops. Two other U.S. soldiers were wounded. The incident happened after a United States embassy official met with the Afghan leaders in the compound of the provincial governor in Jalalabad. American troops immediately opened fire and the Afghani was killed. In January, three American contractors were killed by an Afghan soldier. The U.S. is yet to comment. Dave.
Jessica, a federal judge is refusing to lift, as the White House wanted, his order blocking President Obama's executive action shielding some illegal immigrants from deportation. Texas and 25 other states have sued, calling it unconstitutional. A lot of Americans are being told to watch out.
If you're anywhere from West Texas to the Ohio Valley, you should be paying attention for the possibility of severe thunderstorms.
Today into tomorrow, Roger Edwards of the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center says it could be big hail and or tornadoes. There are numerous media reports an NBA player, Chris Copeland, was stabbed in the stomach outside a New York City nightclub early this morning. His wife was slashed in the arm and the leg of suspects in custody. Copeland's Indiana Pacers are in the city for a game tonight. His injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair. Right now at Superior, the first 20 customers to join our Comfort Club service plan will receive a $50 Visa gift card. Our Comfort Club service plan is an opportunity for you to save money, enjoy priority service, and keep your home's heating and cooling system running more efficiently. Call Superior Air Repair today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR and find out how easy it is to join the club and get your $50 gift card. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 11th annual tribute luncheon, Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station.
The luncheon will honor longtime supporters of our community and our good friends, Cherry and J.J. Ruffino. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, call 589-4305.
Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with us and help raise funds for the foundation.
And to celebrate, Cherry and J.J. Ruffino, Tuesday, April 14th at the Hilton College Station.
Oh.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman's Association invite you to the first annual Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 24th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register yourself or a team, visit us online at foundation.blinn.edu. Come out for great food and fun while supporting Blinn College students.
More than 147 million items are on approximately 138 miles of bookshelves at the Library of Congress. And the oldest bookcase is found at Oxford University in England. You may not need miles of bookshelves or the oldest bookcase in the world. That's why Wilton's Office Works has new bookshelves in all shapes and sizes for any space. Visit their showroom today to see the huge selection of office furniture they have to offer. On the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Blinn College trustees will not pursue a compromise, delaying a possible change in how revenue can be spent on the Brenham and Bryan campuses.
The Blinn board voted 3-3 on a proposal reached between trustee Carolyn Miller and State Representative John Rainey. Joining Miller was David Summer.
It's going to hurt me to vote for the modifications, but we have to ask ourselves, do we want this bill to pass in a way that we can live with, or a way that, as Carolyn says, only gives us 6 months to make some pretty substantial changes.
If lawmakers approve Rainey's plan to spend tuition and fee revenue based on the campus where it's generated, compromise would have delayed the start from this September to 2017. Richard Powell is one of two trustees who said Rainey's legislation was in violation of the Texas Education Code.
The Education Code requires the board to preserve its institutional independence and defend its rights to manage its own affairs. Now somebody in Bryan is going to tell us how to manage our affairs. I think Blinn College has done a pretty damn good job over the last 135 years.
Joining Powell is Board President Douglas Bohart, who added Rainey's bills regarding revenue and a proposal to appoint two Brazos County residents to the board also violated the state and U.S. constitutions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
On the eve of the second anniversary of the fertilizer plant's explosion in West comes possible legislative action changing who is in charge of regulating those businesses. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district includes West, filed the bill that had a committee hearing yesterday.
Allow certified local fire marshals and the state fire marshal to enter the ammonium nitrate facilities in order to make a thorough inspection and look for life or safety hazards.
Responsibility would move from State Health Services to the Commission on Environmental Quality. Bluebell has expanded its recall of products made at its plant in suburban Tulsa. On our website at WTAW.com is a list of what's being pulled from one production line in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, between February 12th and March 27th. The Bryan Police Department is debuting a new public service this morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says you're invited to have coffee with a cop.
Ask us questions, voice concerns, or tell us that we're doing a good job.
You're invited to drop by the Brazos Valley African American Museum in downtown Bryan. It started just a few minutes ago at 8 and will go until 10 o'clock this morning. Weather permitting, motorists on the Earl Rudder Freeway will soon see the start of the next phase of new on and off ramps. The Bryan TxDOT office reports this will affect southbound traffic between Briarcrest and University, along with the southbound frontage road. This section will be closed from next Tuesday through mid-July. As for the new northbound ramps from Briarcrest to the William Joel Bryan and Boonville exit, those should be open the week after next, again, if the weather cooperates. The local TxDOT office also has two public hearings on upcoming projects. The first involves a $1 million renovation of Highway 21 near Highway 47. An informal open house is this afternoon from 5 until 7 at Jane Long Middle School. And if you're interested in bicycle and pedestrian paths, TxDOT is holding a public hearing on the 30th at Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M campus to share the latest plans in the 10-county Bryan District. More information about all those are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. We'll have news, more news for you at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping you and your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Good morning. We'll start the day off with cloudiness. We could finish up with some sunshine. We'll keep a watch on the satellite photo, see if we can break into some sun as the day goes on. Breezy and warm, 85. Clouds tonight, breezy, warm, 65 to 70. Cloudy tomorrow, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, breezy, highs around 85. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms with a high around 80 during the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's head over to Austin. John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good to be with you.
As always, you're stepping out of a what committee are we in this morning that you stepped out of to join us?
Okay.
All right. We'll get you back in there as soon as we can. But obviously, some developments in the situation having to do with Blinn. Can you walk us through what's happened since Monday as far as discussions and from there forward?
Well, I believe I'll start with last Friday. I met with two board members and our local president to talk about HB 1903 and try to make it more palatable, and I thought we had an agreement that we would phase it in over a three-year period. The first year would be you start making those efforts. The second year would be they would have to take care of the contact hour dollars, which the state provides. In the third year, it would include proportional spending for all the funds, including tuition, contact hour dollars, and fees. And it appeared that we had a consensus at that meeting. They took it back for their board to vote last night at a special meeting. One board member was missing, and it ended up in a 3-3 tie. With one board member even saying, well, Washington County owns Blinn, and I'm paraphrasing, and we deserve a return on our investment, without ever giving any consideration to the needs of the students of the campus in Bryan. And that kind of frankly set me off. I'm not pleased with that. I think I've been over backwards trying to be accommodating in at least the application of the bill, and I think it's a reasonable bill.
So where do we go from here? First of all, let's talk about where do we go from here in Austin. Where do you go as a member of the state house with your 1933 proposal? And then let's talk for a minute about where we go with the people in Brenham. So first of all, what happens in Austin maybe starting today?
Well, I will spend some time visiting with the chairman of higher ed today. I also have scheduled a meeting with Speaker Strauss and his team to see what they recommend. As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to move forward and try to get 1903 passed out of higher ed as is. We may make some adjustments to it on the floor, but I feel like we need to proceed.
Well, can I say that, I mean, then will it be a harder line, 1903, that it won't have the elements of the compromise that you thought you came to?
We will have to make those amendments. If we make them, we'll have to make them on the floor. But I probably will not give them the one-year latitude. I don't know. I just got to think about that. I guess you'd say that I'm a little unhappy, and I've got to think that through better.
So John Rainey is joining us this morning. So so people understand what happens is it must be voted out of the committee. That's the higher ed committee of which you are a member. Then it would have to go to the floor in the House and pass out of there, and then there would have to be a Senate version as well for this to take place. So do you believe that you have the votes necessary to get it out of higher ed?
I believe that I do. There is one little problem that I can't discuss, but with it on the committee, I'll work through that.
Now,
last week I counted votes and I had 7 positive votes.
Okay. Then there were some procedural situations. You got 130 votes on the floor last week on something similar to this. So, do you feel like that seems to still be a solid enough block?
Well, I would just say this: if I had been the board of trustees of Blinn and I had paid attention to that vote last week on the rider, I think I would have agreed to the compromise. But that's me thinking, not them thinking. So
now the purpose. So people will understand, what is the purpose of you going to meet with the speaker's staff? So we understand that.
I just want to meet with them and see if they have some ideas that we can bring forth that would help me get this thing through.
John Rainey joining us from Austin, and obviously that is pretty much taking up all the air in the room as we talk to you. But what I would like to do, I asked Kyle Cassell about this last week, and I'd like to get your thoughts. Obviously, there have been a lot of movements in state houses across the country having to do with religious freedom acts. Do you see that something will come out of the Texas legislature in this session having to do with religious freedom?
I have not seen anything. That doesn't mean it's not there. But I have not seen anything. I think you have to be careful with what you do. We definitely don't want to infringe upon anybody's religious freedom. But sometimes you can get it yourself into a situation, I think, that could create more problems than it creates success.
We'll look for that. I know you're busy. You want to get back into higher ed. We'll certainly be in touch with you later on this week if necessary, and I look forward to talking to you next week, John.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Bye. That's John Rainey. He joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. So let's turn our attention now to the cities and the city of Bryan. And Jason Bianski is here. And I guess basically we need to start right there. Obviously, you know what's going on over in Austin and what happened in Brenham last night. We're looking for a wonderful complex to be built here in Bryan. But tell me what your thoughts are right now.
Well, as Representative Rainey mentioned, there was a compromise worked out between the Blinn College Board of Directors and Representative Rainey, and I was hopeful for that compromise that would be beneficial to both sides. And sounds like after last night's vote, the compromise or the agreement was reneged. So if that's the case, I'm disappointed in the outcome. I don't know all of the discussions that went on this past Friday with Representative Rainey and the Board of Trustees, but it was my belief that the board was working towards a compromise and that they would have something that would be mutually beneficial to the Brenham campus and the Bryan campus. And all we want in Bryan Colossation is for our students and for our campuses to be taken care of. You know, if you're going to have a $10 million recreational center in Brenham, we'd like to have more than maybe a couple of picnic tables for our kids to eat on here in Bryan. And I think Leon Tobin, one of the board of directors, mentioned in an earlier interview that, you know, it's been a bone that Bryan folks have been choking on for a while, that all the money goes back to Brenham and very little stays here. So there needs to be a fair and equitable solution to this, and I was hoping that the compromise that was worked out would have been agreed upon by both sides.
Jason Bianski joining us today. I want to paraphrase something, because we've been discussing Bryan's campus, Blinn campus, and where they might move or expand where they were as we were having these discussions over the months that you've been with us. And to paraphrase what you had said at one point, I'd ask you, would Brian be able to financially help Blinn in getting this new campus? And you basically said yes, without any concern about that. So people understand, when Blinn wanted to expand their original Bryan campus, BTU actually helped them with bonding capabilities, because, quite honestly, Blinn has a cap. They can only bond so much. The city of Bryan was willing to help, and there was certainly inferences that the city of Bryan would be willing to help with the new Westside campus. Tell me how that changes now based on the action of the Blinn board last night.
Well, the Blinn College has not asked for bonding help at this time. It's something that we did put on the table, that we did help with before BTU and the city of Bryan with the Villa Maria Blinn campus. I'm under the understanding that that they're not going to ask for that issue to be dealt with. So right now, all we've agreed to help them with is a master plan and make sure that everything developed around there is complementary to Blinn College and complementary to the neighborhoods. Work with TxDOT and ingress and egress to the property.
Your understanding then is that Blinn will not need any help when it comes to bonding capabilities for the new campus.
They didn't have the desire or the need in our last meetings for that help. Okay. So as of today, I'm saying that they're not asking for that.
Okay. Well, let's move on then. Could you recap for us a little bit of the last council workshop about the owner requested and city initiated annexation of the Texas Triangle Park?
Okay. The we've got 900 plus acres in our new Texas Triangle Park. We've got, the city of Bryan has put in a lot of money in the infrastructure improvements there, as has Brazos County. So it's a partnership between Brazos County and the city of Bryan. It is the understanding that those businesses will at some point be in the city limits of Bryan. Right now, the businesses are paying a pilot fund payment to us, payment in lieu of taxes. So instead of receiving property taxes, they're paying dollars of an equal and same amount in lieu of taxes at this point. We did receive some federal and state grants to help with some infrastructure improvements, and so those infrastructure improvements were outside of the city limit type developments, and so we're past that point now, and it isn't the understanding that we will annex those properties. And so fast forward to the current request, we have a business, a new business that's operating and locating in the Texas Triangle Park that's wanting us to expedite that. They want the city services out there, and it's to their business's benefit to be in the city limits sooner than later. So that's something that we're expeditiously looking into, and we want to go ahead and annex that area that he's requesting, and so we're working towards that goal to get to that point. Scott, it's never that simple to just annex legislation years ago, prevented donut holes and in areas where we can kind of go around these property owners to get to another area and exclude some from the city limits. And so you've got to have a direct path to that property and make sure everything's in the city limits to acquire the property. So that's something we're working at, looking at options, looking at different paths that we can get to achieve that goal.
I know one of the other things that you discussed, kind of to go back to Blinn a little bit, was the possible tri-party agreement between Blinn and the Rivergate Church right there at Villa Maria Nash. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we're moving forward on that. I think that would help with the ingress and egress to that campus. The church has been willing to work with us on an expansion there. There's a possibility it may take out the carport and some of that area of that church, but currently everything looks very positive between Blinn and Rivergate Church and City of Bryan.
We're kind of in one of those odd situations where you really haven't had a council meeting since you were last here 2 weeks ago. But, you know, one of the things we did mention in that last workshop was you'd gotten a presentation from the city of College Station having to do with code enforcement and the steps that they'd taken. Y'all have decided to move forward on that. In that two-week interim there, have you gotten any pushback from people? Has there been any reaction to y'all changing the way you do code enforcement in Bryan?
Absolutely not. I mean, I receive calls every few days on issues in neighborhoods that need to be addressed. And so I would think the citizenry are very positive about continuing to clean up Bryan and make the gateways nice and dealing with some serious code enforcement problems. Again, the ones we get calls on are sometimes the extremes, and those are the ones that we've been looking into. But no pushback, so to speak.
There seems to be some new initiative in some certain districts within the city. Can you kind of give me a feeling as to how that's impacted staff's time in preparation for new initiatives that have taken place in different districts?
Well, depends on what your definition of some of those initiatives are, Scott. But, some of staff's time's taken up more so by some council members than by others. My philosophy as one member of council is that I'm not the city manager. I'm not the public works director, the parks and recs director, the city secretary, the city attorney. We pay those folks good money to do their jobs. My job is to oversee the big picture, make sure we've got competent, qualified, and capable people in position to do the jobs to benefit the citizens and the businesses of Bryan, and they're doing an outstanding job. I'm not a micromanager, so I guess if I wanted to do that, we can change the ordinances where the mayor can be the mayor / manager, which you see in a lot of Texas cities.
Sure.
That's not my goal and purpose, but some folks tend to be down at City Hall a little bit more and want to have a say in the day-to-day input and what goes on, and that's where some of the issues lie at this point. I believe, again, as one member of council, that we need to let the city staff, I mean, we are to give direction as a collective whole, not individually. So if the majority of council wants to move in this direction and we want to do this or we want to do that, then the staff is to do what the majority of council votes to do, but not what necessarily one member of council wants to do. And we've got seven people on council with seven different personalities and sometimes seven different ideas of what direction the city needs to go into. But bottom line is we've got very competent and capable city employees that do an outstanding job for us. Bottom line, we need to let them do their job. And if we disagree with the job they're doing and we're moving in the wrong direction and we've got a lot of issues, then we'll have to deal with those issues. And we do oversee only five employees at the city of Bryan. And that's our city auditor, city municipal judge, city secretary, city attorney, city manager. And we have the capability to hire and fire those positions, nothing else. And so, let them do their job, and we'll provide guidance and policies and procedures to be put in place for them to do their jobs, and I think that that will help the city run more efficiently.
And finally, can you give me just kind of a short recap on what happened in the last Commerce and Development meeting having to do with the partnership with Traditions in the city? Where are we there?
In regards to the Atlas development, mm-hmm. Nothing has changed here recently. Everything's moving forward. We've got some new entities that are looking at locating out in the bio corridor that we've been talking about here lately, but everything is still moving forward in a positive direction in regards to Atlas. That west side is continuing to boom, and you'll see here in the near future some new announcements on both the Bryan and College Station side of the borders in the bio corridor for some new businesses, pharmaceutical-type companies that will be locating there.
That's all I've got. Anything you want to add for us?
Well, Scott, we've talked about it for weeks, and this weekend is the week. I guess it's going to rain.
Yeah, of course. Of course. It always does.
I tell you, City of Bryan has an event that guarantees rain. But Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th, is our family camp out. So from 3 p.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning at Austin's Colony Park, you can go on to bryantx.gov to register. If you don't have tents, we'll provide those tents, and I hear they're pretty great tents, so they'll keep you dry.
Good.
And if it's perfect, it wouldn't be any fun. I mean, my kids would rather roll around the mud and have fun, run around in the water and splash, and it makes stargazing and crafts and everything else they're going to do a lot more exciting. But it'll be a fun time. It's good family bonding time, so I invite everyone to participate. Also, if you're looking for a summer job, Scott, we need some lifeguards.
No, it's not me, but anyway. Okay.
If that's something you want to look into, please log on to bryantx.gov, look at our Parks and Recs department, and we'll actually help you with your certification classes if you work for the whole season. So that's we're always looking for great lifeguards. It's a wonderful experience and opportunity. And, of course, every Saturday at the Bryan Animal Center is Foster Saturday, so from 12 p.m., to about 4 p.m., come down to the Bryan Animal Center and help us adopt some of the wonderful pets that we have down there.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Jason Bayansky, the mayor of Bryan. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Mary from Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra joins us in a minute.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at Van Dyke Rankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, time to talk about a busy weekend for the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And so as a result, we've got, what, Premier Market coming up on Thursday night, huh?
Yes.
The sneak preview, right?
Absolutely. It's the third annual, and we're at the Expo Center, and we have vendors coming in. We have people from all over the United States coming in with unique, cool, neat things that you can buy, everything from housewares to clothes to, you know, one guy's coming in with little model stadiums and just all sort of different things.
Well, you do, and you do it in a different way, an interesting way. There certainly are markets and those kind of things that happen, but having the Thursday preview and then you've got the muffins in the morning, that's kind of neat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, we have regular shopping that's going on. It's $5 for both days, and that's, of course, Friday and Saturday, and that's Friday from 10 till 5, and then Saturday 10 to 4. But on Thursday night, for $25, you can be the first to get to shop the entire market. And also while you're doing that, you get a free glass of champagne and hors d'oeuvres from Napa Flats.
It's a fun event, too. I mean, there's
yes.
lots of atmosphere, and the way it was kind of lit differently. It was kind of the lights were down low. I don't know what they've got planned for this year, but it is an interesting look. And then you get, as you say, your first choice that goes on there.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, Ann Wyatt and Candy Russ have planned the party, so you know it's going to be a great party there. Eugene's going to be playing as well. And when you come to the preview party, you get in. That also covers your entrance for the next 2 days. And on Friday morning, we're going to be having mimosas and muffins, so a little continental breakfast, and one more hour of private shopping. And that one's just $15. So if you want to go to both, you can do it for $35. Or just come out the two shopping days for $5, and it gets you in both days, and you have a great time.
Yeah, make it easy for you, that's for sure. And, you know, plan ahead. You can get Christmas will be here before you know it, I guess would be a good thing to say.
Absolutely. Father's Day, Mother's Day, graduation. If you're really, really organized, you can get all your Christmas shopping done, and you're done for the year. You've got it handled.
So it's a busy week for you. In addition to that, though, you've got a special program that'll be coming up Thursday.
Absolutely. Out at Veterans Park, they are going to be dedicating a very, very special Civil War memorial, and I've seen it, and if you have got to go out there and see this. We're going to be dedicating it. There'll be just everybody's going to be out there, and we're bringing in the BVSO Quintet, and they are our top players, and they will be doing playing some Civil War songs to during the ceremony. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time, and it's such a great time to remember the veterans that have gone before and also to honor the veterans that are here now.
Sure. And then you wrap up your season before the end of April, and tell us about that.
Oh, wow. The last concert of the season, the finale, and you can't end any better than this. We're going to be doing a big tribute to the Civil War, and there's a piece called Lincoln Portrait that has a huge narration to it. And none other than Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, the Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps Cadets, will be narrating that. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime concert. You have to be there. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous, moving, stirring, fun.
Yeah, that is neat. And again, so many new and different things that they're still doing at the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and that'll be at 5 o'clock on Sunday, the 26th at Rudder Theater. So if they want some more information about this, Mary, what do they do?
For any information on this, you can go to our website, bvso.org. And for tickets to our April concert, you can go to MSC Box Office, 845-1234. But go ahead. You can get your tickets. There's still room at the preview party. You can just come on in, bvso.org, and get your tickets and have a wonderful time out there while you're helping the Brazos Valley Symphony at Premier Market.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Today, Google's plan to keep you from accidentally reading spoiler alerts. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando.
More coming up. It's April, tax season is coming to an end, and it's finally starting to warm up. But before you head outside, why not protect what you keep inside? Carbonite automatically backs up your digital files for you all year long. Every song, every photo, every business document. That's why I use Carbonite both at home and here at the show. Protect what's important before you go out. Join me and back up with Carbonite. Visit Carbonite.com today and use promo code Kim to get 2 free bonus months. That's Carbonite.com, promo code Kim.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition, over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Komando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
Google has a plan, because watching television is a completely different experience than it was, say, even 5 years ago. They want to keep you from accidentally stumbling over spoilers to your favorite shows and movies. Here's an example. My husband and I were catching up on the Netflix blockbuster series House of Cards. One day, before we got to the actual episode, he read online that Kevin Spacey's character, Frank Underwood, well, I'm not going to say what the big spoiler is with his lover Zoe, but it's a doozy. So Google got a patent yesterday for anti-spoiler software. It would track your progress in watching movies and TV shows, and then filter out anything that reveals any major plot twists that you haven't seen. With Netflix releasing entire seasons at once, think of how many more people will be so happy to let Google monitor everything they see and read online. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Proposed state legislation to restrict how money is spent at Blinn College was the subject of a second special meeting in as many weeks for the Brenham-based Board of Trustees.
Board President Douglas Bohart signed a chapter and verse that it's illegal for the legislature to pass House Bill 1903, written by John Rainey O'Brien.
Texas Education Code 51.352, subsection A, states that a board is expected to preserve institutional independence and to defend its right to manage its own affairs through its chosen administrators and employees.
Richard Powell joined Bohart in voting against a compromise to delay the implementation of restricting tuition and fee revenue, if Rainey's bill passes, from this September to 2017.
Brazos County should be forced to vote whether to join our district or to create their own district and buy our campus.
Leon Tobin voted for the compromise to give administrators more time to resolve budget issues in Brenham.
We're about $3.2 million over our budget for the last couple of years. Certainly that needs to be corrected. Blinn and Brenham will become self-sufficient, and it's always been a kind of a bone in the throat of the people in Bryan that feel that Brenham has been supported by Bryan.
Also voting for the compromise are David Summer and Carolyn Miller, who met with Rainey along with other Blinn representatives. Joining Bohart and Powell against the compromise was Teddy Boehm, absent from the meeting, Atwood Kanjura. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next week will mark 2 years since the deadly and destructive fertilizer plant explosion in West. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district includes West, testified at a committee hearing yesterday on his bill that would increase the number of facility inspections but remove a penalty provision.
Substitute also deletes the provision which would have increased both civil and criminal penalties.
The penalty provision would be addressed in a separate bill. Cassell's proposal moves enforcement to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality from the Department of State Health Services. One Bluebell production line at its plant in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, near Tulsa, remains shut down as the company has announced an expanded recall. A Bluebell news release states one pint of banana pudding ice cream tested positive for the Listeria bacteria. That's resulted in pulling more products made between February 12th and March 27th, including some half-gallon flavors. The recall includes retail stores and other customers in Texas and 22 other states. The recall announcement is on our website at WTAW.com. A new public service program of the Bryan Police Department starts this morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the idea behind Coffee with a Cop is interaction at a neutral site.
We would like to thank the African American Museum, who is hosting it this go-around. It's going to be at 500 East Pruitt Street. There's no agenda, no speeches, just free coffee and a chance to come and talk to your local law enforcement.
The Come and Go event is underway and heads until 10 o'clock this morning, again at the Brazos Valley African American Museum in downtown Bryan. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has issued announcements on three projects. One is updating freeway construction of new on- and off-ramps. Weather permitting, the new northbound ramps affecting Briarcrest and the Boonville William Joel Bryan exits should be completed the week after next. And the next phase starts next Tuesday, affecting southbound freeway traffic at Briarcrest and University, along with the southbound frontage road. This afternoon, TxDOT is hosting a come-and-go open house for those interested in the million-dollar makeover of Highway 21 from West Bryan to Highway 47. The reception is at Jane Long Middle School today from 5 until 7. Construction is scheduled to start this December. And on the 30th, TxDOT, along with local governments, are holding a public hearing about future projects for pedestrians and bicyclists throughout the 10-county Bryan District. That will be held at Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M campus. More information is online at WTAW.com. And Texas State University officials say a third-party mailing service is to blame for more than 450 prospective students wrongly receiving acceptance brochures. KVU Television reports brochures were sent to students who had applied but had incomplete documents. Some have since completed their applications and were accepted, while others were denied enrollment. WTAW News time is 8:39. It's 72 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Make the Chocolate Gallery a part of your Aggie tradition.
We offer officially licensed A&M products like handmade A&M bonbons and Gig'em Ice shortbread cookies.
Our chocolate Aggie ring crest, A&M University seals, and block ATM logos make perfect cake toppers and gifts.
Pre-order Aggie ring cakes for your special occasion from the Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
The Aggie ring design is trademarked by the Association of Former Students and is used with permission.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
8:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Clouds today, but they could give way to some clearing this afternoon. It'll be breezy and warm, temperatures up to 85. Lots of clouds, breezy tonight, 65 to 70. Cloudy and breezy for tomorrow, the chance of some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm, temperatures around 85 tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms tomorrow night, lows will be 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for Friday, highs on Friday around 80. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We have other stuff to do, but I figured if we didn't stop, then Kevin would fall asleep in his room.
Huh?
Yeah, see? Yeah. Anyway, we've been busy.
Yeah, it's been incredibly busy.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on, though. The whole Brenham Bryan dust-up is...
Yeah, that's that deal going on there, and I actually had a latte today.
A latte?
I did, yeah.
Look at you drinking sexy coffee.
Well, I didn't mean to, but I mean, the congressman... You don't refuse coffee from the congressman, and so just as I'm starting to drink, he says, oh, by the way, it's a latte.
It's going to be a little extra jittery later.
Yeah, that'll be okay. That's all right. That's good stuff.
It's good stuff, yeah.
All right, so let me see what else. Oh, so it's time for Before They Were Famous.
Okay.
Before They Were Famous. Now, do you know who Ina Garten is?
Name's familiar.
Well, that's the Barefoot Contessa.
Okay.
Okay. Before she became the Barefoot Contessa... She was an aide in the U.S. Office of Management and the Budget.
Really?
Yep. She, the future celebrity chef, was a budget analyst writing policy papers for Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter on nuclear centrifuge plants. How you like that?
I can see that from her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She sort of looks like a pencil pusher when she's not cooking.
Yep. Kind of
when she's pushing pans.
That's right. Yeah. Kind of a sharp, sharp lady. So, Tony Blair... Before he was prime minister, he wanted to be the Don King of rock and roll. As a teen, Tony Blair worked as a band promoter, manager, and chauffeur. At Oxford, he did Mick Jagger impressions while playing in the band Ugly Rumors, which is rather appropriate for his political career. So there you go. In the 1890s, Alexander Graham Bell started writing articles under the assumed name of H.A. Largelamb to see if he could make another reputation for himself. He published, in fact, three articles in the National Geographic before that was leaked. And how about if you go to college and you co-author a paper called The Frontal Lobe Activation During Object Preference Data from Near-Infrared Spectroscopy? Or if you also help two other scientists publish a simple method to demonstrate the enzyme production of hydrogen from sugar.
I'm going to say Alton Brown.
Well, hydrogen from sugar, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you would be Natalie Portman.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. So there you are. Some of them are kind of smart.
Big-brained people.
Yeah. So let's say you're named the most valuable player in the 2015 NBA All-Star Game.
Okay.
You're Russell Westbrook.
Right.
Received a brand-new Kia SUV as part of the manufacturer's sponsorship deal with the league, which is nice, but again, a free car when you're making like...
A free Kia when you're making that
when you're making
money.
Oody bajillion dollars. Not bad, but he decided that he could do something better with that. So what he did is he asked his charitable foundation staff to find someone in the community of Oklahoma City for whom the car would literally change their life.
That's cool.
And they did. They found Kirsten Gonzalez, 19-year-old single mom of two, who's on the track to graduate from high school this spring and hopes to pursue higher education while continuing to raise her two boys. She got the car.
That's awesome.
It is.
I Good for him.
I think that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And too often we don't hear good things from those people. So, have you left any money at the old TSA counter when you're trying to make it through the line?
Oh, I imagine.
You don't think about it until you get to the airplane and you're already sitting down, okay? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, the Transportation Security Administration just wants to let you know that in fiscal year 2014, they collected almost $675,000 in loose change. Yeah. In 2013, they had $638,000. So we're talking like a Milski 3 here in 2 years. The amount of money collected has steadily increased since 2010. Overall, the agency has collected $3.5 million in loose change since 2008. Uh-huh. The cash is used to fund security operations. Flyers in New York's JFK left behind the most at $43,000. LAX ranked second at 42, and SFO ranked third at $35,000.
That's crazy.
It is. Well, again, they need, you know, they don't need that money out there. You know, just pocket change. Oh, just a couple of hundred.
That's just fun money.
It's fun money. That's exactly right. And, you know, for whatever gas prices are, just, $100, that'll fill my tank up just about. So there you go. But that's it. That's $3.5 million since they've been doing this. When homes are vacant, as many became during the housing crisis a few years ago, they become targets for vandals, right, and thieves and that sort of thing. So in a Minneapolis neighborhood, they are trying to deter vandalism with fake windows. Contractors have been hired to install vinyl sheets resembling windows, camouflaging the plywood that has been dotting many vacant houses. In other words, obviously they plywood up the windows, so what they do is they put these vinyl over it that makes it look like a window.
Huh.
Yeah, apparently it's working. Part of a new pilot project examining whether or not disguising these vacant homes reduces the vandalism and improves nearby property values. And, of course, what better thing to do than tell everybody about it so now that the vandals know? How stupid would that be? Anyway.
That's a broken window theory in practice.
How's that?
Well, the broken window. If you have one broken window, people will assume that it's okay to break all the others.
Sure, that's it. Well, and that's it. Either that or they'll begin to rip off the vinyl fake windows and go from there, right?
Yeah. I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. BG Group's share price shot up more than 40% in London trading today after the company agreed to be bought by Royal Dutch Shell for nearly $70 billion. The price is a 50% premium to BG's closing price yesterday and represents a huge shot in the arm for shareholders. But Shell shares are lower as investors take time to evaluate the biggest energy deal since ExxonMobil purchased XTO, an acquisition that most now see as a bad investment. Halliburton, which is seeking regulatory approval for its $35 billion purchase of Baker Hughes, plans to sell three drilling businesses. The divisions will be marketed separately. Subscription book service Oyster is expected to unveil an e-bookstore today that will allow you to purchase titles on an a la carte basis. New York-based Oyster, launched in 2013, had previously only offered a $10 a month all-you-can-read subscription package that allowed you to choose from more than 1 million titles. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges, and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000-square-foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Grandest Carnival is in town for one more weekend. It's great fun for a great cause.
I'm Mike Sutherland. I'm a member of the Vietnam Veterans Chapter 937, and I'm currently the co-chair of the Carnival Committee. We needed to have fundraisers to try to, the first thing we did was build a monument, and then the second thing is to complete our mission is to help veterans that need assistance. It's primarily for Vietnam veterans, but we'll help any veteran that needs help. We can't provide money for them for a long term, but if they need help with gas money, there's veterans that need help going to the hospital. There's veterans that need help with their electrical, you know, their electricity bills and things like that. Short-term bills we can help them with. And we've got a committee that can get it to them pretty fast, too, now.
And one of those fundraisers is a carnival.
Correct. And the carnival proceeds that we whatever we benefit from the carnival is going to go to towards help veterans. That's in our contract. The money has to be used that way.
So tell us a little about the carnival.
Okay, well, this year it's about 1.5 times the size it was last year, and it'll be here through Sunday. This coming Sunday will be the last day, and it has, I think, about 35 rides. There's for children and adults, and the families, a lot of families come out and participate, and there's games to be played, and there's funnel cakes and those kind of things that you usually have at a fair, but this is carnival.
I was going to ask about the food, the funnel cake, the fried stuff. That's what I want to see.
All that stuff that's not good for you. Cotton candy and funnel cakes and those
that's
kind of things.
That's why it's
you know,
so
popcorn.
Good.
It's good. Not good for you. Anyway, it's good, though.
Now, I know the carnival is open different times on different days. So what is the schedule looking like for this weekend?
Okay, Monday through Thursday, they're open from 5 to 11. Okay, then on Friday, they're open from 5 till midnight. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they're open till 1 till midnight.
So if you wanted to go today, open 5 to 11. Tomorrow, same thing, 5 to 11. Friday, 5 to midnight. Weekend, 1 to midnight. So if you're looking for something fun to do with your kids this Saturday, Sunday, Friday, whatever, make sure to go out to the Grandest Carnival and support our Vietnam veterans.
And we also have some $5 off coupons that are in McDonald's, primarily school kids got some, but they should be around in the McDonald's stores.
If anyone wants more information on Vietnam Veterans Chapter 937 or on the carnival, where should I send them?
If you have any questions, call me at 229-7805. Come on out and have fun, and it'll benefit the Vietnam veterans.
Find the Grandest Carnival at the Bryan Town Center at 3001 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. And To keep up with these guys, you can also check them out on the web, vva937.org, or find more about the carnival at brazoslife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range. New items arrive often, sometimes in multiple and sometimes one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures awaiting you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, right next to Harry's in the Stack.
About 7 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Ben's doppelganger passed away, or maybe Ben was the doppelganger. Stan Freberg. Back in the day when Ben was younger, they looked a lot alike.
Really?
They really, really did. Cartoon voices, comedy albums, clever ad campaigns. Died yesterday at the age of 88. Back when TV and radio was a sandbox for creative people, this is something that Stan Freberg put together, which we kind of liked in radio.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television? Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Doesn't television stretch the imagination?
Up to 27 inches, yeah.
back in the day. That was Stan Freber. He, wonderful stuff.
What was the? Who was the second voice?
I don't know who that guy was. One of the other things that he did was for Pittsburgh Paints. He was their ad rep. He went in and painted the microphones. He said, "Know this color? Sure you do. That's Pittsburgh Paints, such and such." And then, and he did. He literally painted the microphones. Anyway, Stan Freberg, 88 years old.
Because the other voice was the Meisterburger.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell by just hearing it.
There you go. The handwritten lyrics to Don McLean's American Pie sold for 1.2 yesterday at Christie's. $1.2 million. Came up a bit short compared to the $2 million sale price for Bob Dylan's manuscript Like a Rolling Stone. His scribbles and notes try to explain what's going on in the 8-minute song. There are sections on the page that never made it into the recording studio. That's too bad. Now that'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. The part that didn't make it. All right, it must be spring break at LSU. That's because four students from Louisiana State University pulled over in Alabama for hauling a trailer that had expired plates. When the police asked to look inside, the driver said, sure. 2,000 beers.
2,000?
5 liters of boxed wine and 8 bottles of liquor. All four admitted to bringing the stash to Gulf Shores for a frat party on the beach.
Oh, goodness. My.
Yeah, but being that they were underage, they all received a summons for possession, lost their entire haul to the police.
2,000 beers?
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
And for essentially expired tags?
Golly. Yeah. What? Again, yeah, how stupid is that?
Uh-huh. It's like Fargo.
Exactly. A restaurant in Buffalo, New York, offering a 10% discount to people who don't use smartphones
awesome.
During their meal. Yeah. It's called Lebros. Has a sign that says, disconnect to reconnect. Make Sunday family day. Customers who are up for the challenge are tasked with putting their phones in a bread basket, covering them with a cloth. If they can resist reaching back in to check on their tweets or texts, everyone gets a 10% discount on their tab.
That's fairly substantial.
I
See,
think
they'll
it
make,
is.
They'll make their money back the first time someone leaves a phone in the breadbasket.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Exactly. Who knew the world of competitive guinea pigs was so cutthroat?
Oh, wow.
Yes, six best-in-show guinea pigs in England used for breeding were stole from the owner. Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah, the owner told police that the thief knew exactly what they were looking for. So he suspects a rival guinea pig fancier. Yeah. This is like best of show with guinea pigs?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Breeding top show pigs takes years, so it's assumed that the thief was taking the quick road to success. Where do you show guinea pigs? Have you got any idea?
Pig fanciers, I'm guessing.
And then the next show that they show up at, that's mine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One.